The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, good afternoon,
and good evening.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here. You know what?
No, what? Tell
In
me.
Every moment, you are making a difference.
And the difference you make is up to you.
So that's today's show. We're talking about making a difference. And in case you haven't figured it out yet, we finish each other's sentences.
We do. You know, as you said that, I realize that everything you do matters. And it doesn't really matter, but it matters. How you are affects you and the people around you.
And it's a moment-to-moment thing. People often make resolutions to do better, be a certain way, not do this, not do that.
And you don't have to make resolutions. All you have to do is be present, and you'll see what life is requesting of you. Now, if you say yes to that request, everything flows beautifully. When you say no to it, you get stuck with what you don't like. It's really quite amazing. Normally, we talk about listening at the top of the show, and we probably will do that in a moment. But I think I want to talk about the first principle of instantaneous transformation and then talk about listening.
Okay.
And see, the first principle says anything you resist or disagree with, you get stuck with. Anything you resist or disagree with persists, it grows stronger, and it dominates your life. So when you don't want to do things, those things pile up, and it affects you and it affects the people around you. I'm sure if you look at your desk, for instance, those things that you don't want to do, you've got a stack of. The things that you're willing to do, they're gone already. So now let's talk about listening, please.
Listening is such an important skill set in actually all aspects of your life. But if you want to make a difference, listening, there's really not a whole lot of a bigger skill set to learn than listening. And listening is really about hearing what someone has to say from his or her perspective.
You know, none of us took a course in high school or college or grammar school, for that matter, devoted to listening.
Those of you who are devoted listeners to our show have actually been practicing listening. So today, tune up those ears, listen to what we have to say, what our callers have to say.
And see if you can hold in abeyance your mind's need to comment on everything to see whether you agree or disagree with it, or see whether it agrees or disagrees with it. See if you can allow yourself to hear what other people have to say as though it's new and fresh information.
A lot of us feel a pressure to make a difference that's dictated by our mind. Like we have a picture of what making a difference looks like. And it's usually something that we would consider positive, something that we want to do that's important. But you always make a difference. You make a difference if you're upset. It may not be in the way that you want, but it's...
No, it probably is in the way that you want.
Right, you're usually punishing somebody.
You're punishing somebody with it, yes.
But, you know, the more you say yes to your life as it appears, and this is the third principle, anything you see and allow to be exactly as it is completes itself, you actually return to yourself personal power. Shy, by the way, there's a cough drop in the drawer there if you want. Sorry, it's got a little... something in his throat. And I really see that. Recently, a woman came to a Monday Night Alive, and she was talking about how she let go of saying no to the weather. That she had spent a lot of her adult life talking to herself about whether or not the weather fit her preferences. And when she did let go of talking to herself about the weather, she had all of this available space and time and energy that had been really lost only and primarily devoted to a conversation about her preferences and how it differed from how the weather was showing up. And she discovered how to simply be a yes to it. By the way, she discovered how to be a yes to it in Costa Rica. And for those of you who are planning on coming, I'm reminding you, next Monday is the early registration discount.
So, deadline.
Discount deadline. So if you want to come, you should get your deposit in and get it in before Monday. So we have some callers. Shall we take one?
Oh, let's.
Tanya, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oxford in England.
Oxford in England. Wow.
It sounds so lovely when you say it.
It is lovely. It is a lovely place.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to the topic of this show made me just think about how listening to your shows and attending your workshops, I've been able to see how much of a hierarchy that I have in terms of things that I do to make a difference, So I have this hierarchy that my work is what I do that makes the most difference.
Okay.
But that I've been able to see that, or been able to experience, I guess, that it is wider than that, and that everything that I do, I can do it as if that's the most important thing. And
well,
what's
interesting is you have making a difference in the do realm. And
yes.
I'll give you an example that may allow you to see making a difference in a different way. I know you have a daughter.
Yes, I do.
Ella, have you ever just watched her sleep?
I was actually doing that just before I was on this call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's profound. She makes a difference simply by being. She's not doing anything.
The other thing is, you talked about making a difference in your work. But I've met your daughter. You brought her to Costa Rica with you. You make a difference in your parenting. You've created a beautiful being. She's an amazing child and a pleasure to be around. That's a reflection of how you have been with her. And so you've made a huge difference in not only her life, but everybody who interacts with her has this profound sense of themselves out of being with her.
Right. What are you thinking about?
I was thinking about the doing aspect, and it sort of triggered for me something that happens when I'm doing, when I'm working, and particularly when I'm coming to up to a deadline, that I do get very, it's like my vision tunnels down, and
yes,
things like my daughter and things that it's like I start to see that as an intrusion, and then just life becomes a kind of things get difficult.
Well, that's perfect when you say that. You see, you're normal.
And what you're describing is being upset. And you're describing the culture that most of us live in, which is a forward momentum that something is better than this moment or more important than this moment.
And all there is, Tanya, is the current moment, really. This moment of now is all you have. You could only be on this radio show or internet radio show with us in this moment because this is where you are. See, most people have the misguided idea, as taught by the culture in which they live, that some future attainment will be better than what you have right now. That when you accomplish something, you'll feel better. That's not the case at all. An upset person is upset any way you place them. And even if they have fulfilled lifetime desires to produce wealth and well-being, the idea of accomplishment is way overrated. The real accomplishment is to be where you are in the current moment of your life, wherever that is.
But of course, what you're describing is normal and not surprising, because we've all been trained in a change modality, which is exclusive. So in order to reach your goal, which is linear, and that's like complete your project, in a change modality, you have to exclude certain things like distractions, and you have to have a picture of what being an adult working effectively person looks like.
If you were to spend a very few minutes with your daughter when she shows up in your space when you have a project, but actually be with her for those few minutes,
You may be shocked at how rejuvenated you are and how you have a fresh set of eyes for your project.
That's true. And you also will fulfill her need for your attention, and then she'll be done. You know, it's like you go to the gas station, you get your car filled up with fuel, and then it's full. It doesn't need any more for a while. That's the same thing with your child. If you really are there with her when you're with her, she ceases to be an intrusion and becomes just part of the fabric of your life.
So in a transformational modality, or how we look at things, it's inclusive. It includes the idea that you have to buckle down, but it also includes what's happening. So if, for instance, your daughter comes in, it includes that rather than treats it as something you have to resist or say no to.
Right.
So,
it's funny because when it happens, I find myself, it's like that message or that I get the frustration, I have the reaction, and then afterwards I say to myself, oh, I should have included that, and then I feel bad that I didn't include or give her time.
Well, you know, your feeling bad does not do anything but guarantee that
working.
You'll do it again in the future.
Right.
The other thing is what you should have or could have done back then. You did the only thing you could, but there are other possibilities now.
Right.
You know, interesting talking to you, though, Tanya. It's almost as if you're speaking in slow motion, like you're thinking while you're speaking, and you're sorting things out. So I have a feeling that you're far less productive than you could be, because you're lost in a maze of doing it right, as opposed to just
seeing what's needed and producing it. See, your self-judgment about how you're doing, it eats your life. It doesn't... See, no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So you can either be being productive at work or wherever you are, or you can be thinking about how you're doing and if you're doing it well enough or doing it right, which will guarantee that you won't be doing it very well.
Well, you'll make mistakes.
Yeah.
See, it's all about...
Yeah, I can see that.
It's all about being here, like the name of the show. It's about being where you are. You know, you came to Costa Rica with us, and during that time, you discovered the space of being. But you see, you don't live in the space of being regularly because at work and in your interactions with society as a whole, people there are not very present. They're lost in their thoughts, their worries about the future, and their regrets about the past, as if those regrets have any impact on the future. You know,
that's why calling into the show or listening to the show is like taking a shower. We all go out into the normal day-to-day world and we pick up the grime of how people think.
Right. And you pick up that out of syncness with life that the majority of humanity flows in and functions through. And you know what we got to do? We got to take a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I'd love to.
Excellent. You're sounding more in real time, by the way. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
That's right.
So come on back.
And don't miss Being Here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
We're speaking. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
No, you're going to say what you're going to say.
I am. I know you're going to say we're speaking with Tanya, but before we go back to her, I want to let everybody know that we'll be back in New York City for Monday Night Alive, the Say Yes to Your Life meetup on April 20th, which again is the early registration discount due date. For those of you who are coming to Costa Rica, so don't miss it. Costa Rica is an amazing immersion into the possibility of being you.
And being you with consistency rather than occasionally falling into you.
And if you're ready for a little spring cleaning, speaking of things that pile up on people's desks, we're doing transformational time and project management in New York City on May 2nd and 3rd. You can find more out about both of these things, or if you happen to be listening to the show in the archives and it's a different time frame, you can see what's current at transformationmadeeasy.com. Still with us, Tanya?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
You know, one thing I just want to say is that I have a feeling that you have a picture from when you were younger of what it is to be a responsible working adult. And that picture was put together by what you saw or you absorbed. And it's time for a complimentary system upgrade, which, by the way, is the title of next week's show. But in the meantime, I really suggest that you keep relaxing into what is rather than trying to get to where you think you ought to get to, or your life will be gone and you may have gotten places, but you won't have had any fun doing it.
That's great. I feel this kind of relief, sort of feeling of relief that when you say that.
Excellent. Good.
Perfect. Mission accomplished.
Then we should probably take the next caller.
Yeah, thanks for calling in today.
Thank you.
Excellent. We have Leah on the line. Are you calling from Brooklyn, Leah?
I am. I'm in Brooklyn.
Excellent. Welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You've been here before.
Yeah, nice to hear your voice again.
I love your show. I love calling in. It's such a gift. You were just saying to Tanya about relaxing into what is, and I just, my shoulders dropped about an inch when you guys said that, and I realized how much I have making a difference wrapped up in doing. And I was kind of also realizing, I guess my question was about, I think I have these ideas about making a difference. And it's probably a childhood idea, being very grand, you know, these big things I want to accomplish or these big, grand ways that I want to impact large groups of people. And there's a lot of pressure. And
Well, let me ask you something. Aren't you the preacher's daughter?
Yes.
So clearly your father wanted to make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
And you have been raised in that climate of a missionary kind of climate.
Yeah.
Where you're going to help the poor others.
Yes.
You know, I actually have a different idea about making a difference. And it's really about being yourself or doing whatever it is that you do with excellence, even the little things. I flashed on, there was a time Shai and I were in New York City and we were leading a group and we'd gone off to Starbucks to get a cup of coffee. It was early morning and we were on the way back. And there was a garbage truck that pulled up to empty the garbage can on the corner of 49th and 8th Avenue in New York City. And the guy grabbed the garbage can and he checked the contents into the
back of the truck.
But then he did something that I found so remarkable. He actually went into the middle of the intersection and picked up some of the debris that was on the street and the stuff that had kind of gotten
blown
away
out.
And blown out. And And I've never seen any – I've seen lots of people pick up garbage and fling garbage bags into trucks in New York City in the 30-plus years that I've been around there.
In New York.
In New York. And it was so remarkable. And he wasn't doing it because we were watching. He was doing it because it – he saw it and it mattered to him, and he was doing more than simply, quote, doing his job and putting in his hours. For me, that made my day. It made a difference, and he wasn't doing something big and grandiose. He was just expressing himself with excellence. And I think if we would have stopped him and interviewed him, he would not have thought, oh, I'm doing anything with excellence. He was just doing what he was doing. And most of us underestimate our gifts because to us they're normal, or what we're doing is nothing special.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. I flashed on when you were speaking a lovely little interaction that I had just yesterday, and it seemed like a small thing, but it really touched me that a barista that I chat with at a coffee shop I go to near my house, it was her last day. And I was chatting with her and wishing her well, and I mentioned your Monday Night Alive seminars, your Say Yes to Your Life workshops on Mondays in New York City, and it gave her — I have a little card that has the information, so I gave it to her. And we said goodbye and walked out, and I was half a block away, and I realized I didn't give her my contact information. I have no way of keeping in touch with her. And I had the thought, oh, well, you know, who cares? It, you know, just keep walking. And then I went, no, and I went back, and I gave her my business card, and she lit up and was like, oh, great, now we can stay connected. And it was just, I don't know why I thought of that just now, but it was — it really touched me because I had the thought in my head, like, oh, it's not going to matter. She's not going to want to have my business card. But she was clearly touched by it, and she was clearly excited about the possibility of —
you know, Leah, everything matters. How you are affects your universe. It affects the people around you. See, people make the mistake of thinking that they are affected by their universe rather than realizing that they affect their universe. So, you know, if your workspace is noisy or people are complaining, you can say, oh, that got me upset. But if you're not upset, people's noisiness is just background noise, and it doesn't really matter. If you are upset, you look to find something to blame it on. The reality is that when you are well in yourself, you create an environment,
a climate, a
sphere of well-being around you that affects the people that interact with you. Now, I'm not suggesting you should do being great, because you already are great. When you turn it into a doingness to affect people, that becomes manipulative, and it isn't really very good for them or you. It always backfires. But when you are being who you are without trying to fix or change anything, allowing your universe to be allows you to be. It creates the space for people to discover their greatness. And by the way, you do as well.
Yeah.
You know, basically, by going back and giving that gal your card, you were telling her that she matters, that she makes a difference.
That you care about her.
Yeah. I didn't see it that way, but that's so true.
In case those of you who missed it, a few weeks ago we did a show with Dr. Ivan Meisner,
the founder of BNI,
called I Love Networking, and you called into that show, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
See, that was a perfect example of networking. You weren't doing something to get something. You were taking care of somebody in your environment.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just followed the impulse. I didn't let the mental chatter stop me. I felt my heart and I followed it. It was very, very cool.
But you know, Leah, that is a skill set that you say, oh, I just followed the impulse. But that's something you've been training yourself in.
Absolutely.
And that also is a gift, that you've been learning to listen to that quieter voice that you have, that natural knowing, that inspiration, that impulse, and you've not allowed that louder, haranguing voice to veto it. That's pretty cool.
That's something you get
better at with practice. And if Tanya's still listening, that's something that she can take and realize, that she's actually having these impulses, oh, I should give some time to my daughter, but she's learned how to override them. And as she starts to relax, she'll be able to have those impulses in real time and listen to them in real time. But it really happens when you don't make yourself wrong when you miss one and you see it afterwards and go, ah, that's what I was trying to tell myself.
Yeah, well, thank you. I just want to say thank you to you both, because it's from coming to your workshops and I mean, I've the resources that you offer for practicing this skill set of listening to your heart and your intuition, and I'm so grateful for, because I really have been investing and practicing it over the years, and it you know, I didn't realize what a profound little moment that was until right now, but I realized that my life is full of those now, whereas it, you know, a few years back, I probably would have missed something like that, because I would have been listening to my head rather than my heart.
Right. When you say listening to your head rather than your heart, you would have just been lost in your thoughts.
Trying to get ahead.
Right.
Yes.
Trying to get somewhere. As if that would be success, rather than your success is being here in each moment.
And that makes a difference. Hey, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Really
Thank
a treat speaking with you.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller.
Yeah, let's take her.
Katie?
Katie, you with us?
Hi, yes I am.
Where are you today?
I am in Chicago, Illinois, in my apartment, and I'm sitting by some south-facing windows, and I've got the sun streaming in, so it is beautiful.
Oh, my God, something new for
that
Chicago.
That sounds nice.
That's right.
Oh, well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here and listen to you guys. I've been listening to the previous callers, and both Leah and Tanya, and
Tanya and Leah.
Yes, Tanya and Leah. And
what can we do for you?
Yeah, every now and then, I'll have friends call me, they're not in the greatest state of mind, and I always want to try to do something to help them feel better. How can I best support them? Do I just listen to what they have to say?
Well, we can't give you a prescription for every time somebody reaches out to you that needs something
or is upset, but you know, listening is a great curative. You know, it heals people's souls. Because you see, most of the time, people don't just listen to another person. They listen, they agree, they disagree, they side with them against somebody else. They find fault with what they're saying. There's an internal complaint that they have to listen. If you freely listen to another person to hear what they're saying from their point of view and let it in, that frees this person to relax because they're heard.
The other thing is, Okay. If a person's coming to you, Katie, and they're, as you say, not in a really good space, they're probably feeling uncomfortable with themselves. And then what happens is if you start feeling this pressure to do something, it's your way of shunting off feeling uncomfortable with them and not knowing.
See, I remember when we were writing this last book, Ariel reached a place where she was didn't know what to do next, and we spoke to our editor.
I said, I just feel like I've hit a wall, and I have no clue what to do next. And she said,
Of course you don't.
Of course you're there. How wonderful is that? It was like, oh. Like, she didn't try and make me feel better. She didn't try and fix it or change it.
No, it was like, of course.
She said, yes. And it didn't bother her that I was uncomfortable. She was comfortable with my discomfort.
If you can be comfortable with people's discomfort, they can become comfortable with their own discomfort.
That's great. Okay.
And it was very neat because it allowed me to say yes to it, and suddenly this quote block was gone because I was saying no to not
being able to write,
not knowing what came next. I'd been writing in a certain manner, which was I had a certain list of things I wanted to handle. And when those were done, I didn't know where it went next because it wasn't dictated by a logical thought process. So it was really lovely for her to say yes. And then we could create from that blank slate.
That's really cool. Because I didn't notice how much that I probably do say no to when somebody's feeling bad and want to try and push it away. And like my immediate, I guess, maybe my mind or some whatever goes to like, oh, I got to do something to make somebody feel better. And
Well, Katie, we got to do something right now. It's called take a break. Can you come back with us after the break?
That'd be great.
Perfect.
Perfect.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back and don't miss being here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
We have 4 current book titles out, and they're all a wonderful way to support you in making a difference and in being here. In fact, one of the books is called Being Here, and it's learning via short stories. They're wonderful. They return you to you. And our
they're inspirational, even.
Our first book is called Working on Yourself Doesn't Work. And Katie, I have a feeling you have that book. You may not have read it in a while, but there's a whole section on listening. And I really, if somebody's coming to you and you're saying no, 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 and shunting it aside, you may want to go back to the basics of listening again. Read the sections on listening.
Well, you know something, Katie? Our whole technology is based on being present and listening. I used to do a hands-on pain relief technique. I still do on occasion, but it's very rare now. But as a younger man, that was what I did to earn a living. And one of the things I discovered was if a person had pain, if I directed them into it without my backing away. So if I touched somebody, like if you had a pain in your shoulder and I touched your shoulder and you felt the pain, if you felt it by describing it to me, it could disappear just in your description because you were there with that pain. Listening and really hearing what your friends have to say will allow them to hear what they're saying and will allow it to complete itself.
And by the way, Katie, when Shia was doing that, he wasn't trying to get rid of their pain. In fact, if a person didn't want the pain, it usually took longer. He just let them be with it, which, by the way, is the third principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
And that includes upset.
So when you're resisting what your friends bring to you, you're actually keeping it in place. You are making a difference, but not quite the way you would like.
Right. Okay. That's really cool. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, often I think sometimes people are afraid if somebody around them is upset that it may rub off on them. And it does rub off on you if you say no to it. But if you allow it to be exactly as it is, it completes itself. It doesn't stick to you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I will go back and read the section in your book because I do have it on my bookshelves. So that is really great.
Excellent.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in a couple of weeks. I'm coming out for the Transformational Time and Project Management in early May.
Oh, that's
excellent.
Great. That's good
wonderful.
News. Excellent.
Thank
we'll
you.
Have fun.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Thank you for calling in today. We have another caller, so I guess we should take them.
Colleen.
You with
Hello.
Us, Colleen? Hi, Colleen.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Aha. Welcome
How's New
to
Jersey?
The show.
Thank you.
How's New Jersey?
It's very nice. Very
Good.
Nice out here. I really like it. This is where I work, and it's just, it's beautiful.
It's where we work, too. We like it, too.
So speaking
what
of,
what can we do for
question,
you today?
Yeah. My question has to do around work. In the past, within this month, the work has increased a lot because we're getting such great business, and it's not a lot of it isn't automated. So within that, a lot of my department, there's a sea of complaint, and I find myself going in there as well. And so I'm wondering how can I make a difference when I easily slip into it. Because I find
yes.
here's
Of course
also,
you do.
Yeah.
Of course you do. You're normal. But you know something? the telephone works both ways.
So if I call up and complain to you, you're going to be receiving my complaints. But if you are a sea of well-being, I'm going to be receiving that on the other end of the phone.
If you do your work, not complaining that you have to, as though it's your idea that this increase in quantity of work that has shown up is your idea, rather than something imposed upon you from outside, as if the management is screwing you over, you know?
Yeah.
If you start operating as a yes to what's requested of you, then they'll see another possibility. Aside from that, you'll get your work done. No matter how heavy your workload is, it's a lot easier if you're working when you're working rather than complaining to yourself that you have to.
You know, Shai said something in an earlier segment, I believe when he was speaking to Tanya, and I just want to circle around to it because it was so important. It made such a difference, and you may have missed it.
Okay.
He said something to the effect of that when you're in an environment that's complaining, you think it's the environment that's complaining rather than you are the central figure. You are the generator of your environment. And I find it interesting because you're talking about the sea of complaint that you're immersed in and it's so easy for you to fall into it. But what if you are the generator of it?
And when you stop complaining, it stops happening around you.
Okay.
Now, it may not be true, but it would be a really cool game to play. Because if nothing else, you're complaining about the complainers.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you something. You come from a Judeo-Christian background, so you're used to looking at other people as being the heathens, and you are the chosen, or the better, or the more enlightened, or the more spiritually evolved. And just because you're living a transformational lifestyle doesn't mean that your mindset isn't the same. So you're going to go in, and you're going to look around, and you're going to think that you're better than these judgers and these complainers around you, all the whilst missing that you're judging and complaining.
That's true.
And are supporting those complaints by joining in the chorus.
Right. That's so true. You know, I find like when you said something to Katie about listening, and what I find sometimes when I'm listening to others complaining, when I'm in that, that I'm in agreement with the complaint, and then I start talking about other coworkers behind their backs, and I hate when I do that. And I say, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that tomorrow. And the next
Anything you say you're not going to do, you can bet you're going to do. Because you see, you're not just noticing non-judgmentally that you do that. You judge yourself for it, which guarantees that you will continue to do it.
Because anything you resist, and hate is a rather strong resistance or judgment. Anything you resist, you perpetuate. And the other thing is, if you trust yourself, if you see you've done something, you don't have to make a resolution to do it differently. If you make a resolution, that's born out of an upset. And I'll tell you, transformation is the ability to transcend your bratty nature.
To give up being right and somebody else is wrong. To give up wanting to have everybody around you feel upset like you are. And you see, what you're talking about in your work environment is everybody there wants everybody else to be upset about how much work there is so they can be right and blame the management, mommy and daddy, for their disgruntlement.
Yeah. But
the fact is they are disgruntled and are looking for something to direct it at. Excessive work is a good thing.
You know, it's interesting, Colleen, you came to a recent Say Yes to Your Life, Monday Night Alive in New York, and you made a real difference for me. First of all, you looked more beautiful and mature in yourself than I'd ever seen you, and you were talking about what happened for you since you came home from this year's courses in Costa Rica, and you were talking about the difference in your relationship with your husband, Jay. And I want to underline it a little bit because it just hasn't occurred to you to apply the same principles at work. Jay used to be, in your mind, the source of your upset, and you would complain about him.
To yourself and others.
And you didn't always have to do it in verbalization. You could do it with a roll of an eye, the lift of a shoulder, you know, how you comported yourself. And somehow, at the end of your busy day, where you have more work than ever, you get home and you walk into the apartment, you look and see what he's in the midst of and see what you can do to take care of him before he even asks. So you were talking about how the other night you walked in and you saw that he was making you dinner and he was in the midst of something and he had a glass of seltzer that was almost empty and you poured him seltzer before he even had to ask for it or before he even recognized that he wanted more. And you're talking about how sweet your relationship has become.
Yeah.
That level of proactivity and looking, he used to be very disgruntled with you. And his life had more complaints in it than it does now. You were the solution. You can be that at work as well.
You were being the solution, not doing the solution. See, if you go into work with the idea of doing something to fix all these people, you will perpetuate what's going on there. It's not about trying to show the lost the light.
So you didn't go home, you don't go home to show Jay how to do his life differently. You're proactively being there as if it's your idea and being delighted with what you're up to.
And if you're delighted with what you're up to, magic happens.
You become a light, but not because you're trying to show people the light, but because you're being yourself.
That's great. I love that.
You know, and I know you. I know, and I know our listeners, even if I've never met you, I know that most of us dream of making a difference. And as Leah was talking about, in a big way or in a profound way or in a grand way, but really being yourself and be delighted to be where you are, doing what you're doing, even if it's minutia,
makes a huge difference. In a very simple way. And other people can see your sense of well-being. Other people can relax into themselves because you're there.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm
Thank
telling you.
You,
without you saying anything the other Monday night, before you even opened your mouth, something in me relaxed and felt well. And it just, because it's so normal to you or seamless to you now, it's transparent. And you don't have to do something special in order to make a difference. You already do.
Just your presence makes the difference. But when you resist things, the opposite is true. Anything you resist grows and gets worse.
Yeah.
So you've talked about people behind
Big
their
deal.
Backs. Okay.
You did that.
All right. Next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really, it's about next. Rather than worrying about what you did as though, look, you have not, the things you've done, they wouldn't print in the New York Times.
Right.
They probably wouldn't print in the Village Voice. I mean, it's just not that interesting.
Yeah, you're not that bad a person.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, you already have have mastered this in one area of your life. It's
so,
just
so it should
be very simple.
Just an application thing where you apply that sense of looking and seeing what's wanted and needed and producing it everywhere in your life, including at work, rather than just at home.
Okay.
Okay. That's great. Thank you so much.
You're so
very welcome, sweetheart.
By the way, everyone, next week's show, as I mentioned before, is called A Complementary System Upgrade. And I really believe that's what all of us are doing by investing in being here, and that includes being here at the radio show. And as Ivan Meisner said a few weeks ago, if you want to learn something and you really want to master it, give it away or teach it. So I highly recommend that if there are people around you that you feel could make use of this show, give it away, share it with them. You will discover that being here is yours and that you own it. I really saw that with Colleen on Monday night. She gave it away. She gave it back to us. What a gift. Thank you for being with us today. Thanks for being our listener.
Thanks for joining us.
We look forward to having you next week.
Yes. Come and join us then.
Yeah, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.